We're looking at Psalm 4 this morning, an evening prayer of trust in God. As we mentioned before, this is a complement to Psalm 3, which is a morning prayer of trust in God. And so it's good to study these two together, and we've made the point before that the best way to begin and end the day is with prayer. I wanted to look at a few background matters before we look at Psalm 4. We want to try to mix in some background material as we go along in each one. When you open up the book of Psalms, you'll notice some of the Bibles divide the book of 150 Psalms into five books. And one reason why I wanted to mention this morning is you'll notice, beginning with Psalm 3, that it's described as a Psalm of David. And just about every one of these Psalms through here, it'll say something like a Psalm of David. Psalm 10 does not have that, but most of them do. Book 1, which is 41 Psalms, many of them are attributed to David. But they're divided into five books, and what's interesting is at the end of each book, turn with me to Psalm 41:13. At the end of each book, there's a doxology.